I think that the whole issue of stress and well-being is something which has developed worldwide. Now, there are significant differences in the levels of stress reported depending on the years of experience, with those who have qualified in the first 5 years post-qualification and those in 16 to 20 years qualified having significantly higher stress than others. Interestingly, women have reported statistically higher levels of stress. Now, it's not clear from the findings if this reflects the willingness to report or a real level of stress that is different between men and women. It is possible, of course, that women are subject to different or more stressors in the workplace and experience stress differently or have other variables that influence stress in the workplace, such as childcare. But to answer your question, the whole issue of stress is a movement, and the whole issue of well-being is being developed worldwide, and it is most certainly timely that the Law Society have undertaken this project, and it has been welcomed by the profession and, I expect, by the public.